وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We're trying to look at the human beings and see how can one become the perfect human being in terms of human rights, in terms of dealing with other people, because obviously there are certain things or traits or characteristics that I and you need to have in order to deal with our fellow human beings. So on the previous episode, we mentioned that overall, one needs to be pure and try to filter anything bad from himself and create himself and present himself in a way where there is no harm that will come from him towards other people. The other thing that we mentioned is that human beings, to be perfect, we need to start thinking of one another. And believe me, thinking of one another, as easy as it may sound, but it's extremely difficult. We fail at 99% of the times in this. Because thinking of others means that when you see your brother in need, you give him whatever you have just to make sure he's okay. How many of us do that? I can speak for myself. I don't do that. But human beings are human beings. Now, another thing that we want to talk about today in terms of being a good, perfect human being in terms of dealing with other people is we need to be lenient. And leniency here means so many things. Like, but generally speaking, being lenient with people in the way we talk, in the way we express, in the way that we debate, in the way we discuss, in the way, even the way we fight, the way, even the way we joke with one another. Amir al-Mu'mineen gives a perfect example of that, of how we should be. He says, لا تكن لينا فتعصر. Don't be like a sponge and then you will be squeezed out. ولا صلبا فتكسر. And don't be so hard that you can be broken. So there has to be a middle line. There has to be this leniency when we are doing with one another. Even, like I said, to begin with, having a smile on our faces when we see other people, joking around with them, making them comfortable, making them happy, is also one of the traits and virtues of a believer that needs to have. Because some people, when you look at their faces, you really start to hate yourself. Like you say, you know what? I don't want to be around these people. If we look at the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala, and the Imams alayhi wa sallam, even them, they used to joke around. Obviously, halal jokes, not stupid, rude, or haram jokes that we do these days. So you see, they are very flexible, very lenient. And even when they are, you know, they face harm from other people, they take it lightly, you know, and they pretend as nothing has happened. So a mu'min, when it comes to his other fellow human beings, he needs to maintain that leniency in everything, mind you, because like I said, we can go to the specifics and that will take us to a different direction and different topic altogether. But being lenient in dealing with them, being lenient in being with them, being lenient in, I don't know, sharing and what have you. So leniency is required in me and you in order to deal with our fellow human beings. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We want to be the perfect human beings in terms of dealing with one another. So we mentioned a number of things that we need to have. Among the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me and you is what we call istiqama, being on the straight and righteous path when it comes to dealing with other people. When we talk about being on the right path, especially in terms of not trying to put too much effort and make other people do everything for us while we sit and enjoy and not care. There has to be a sense of responsibility, a shared responsibility between me and my other fellow human beings, or at least my brothers in faith. So when I need help, I can surely ask others to help me. But I should not bring others to do my work for me. Because sometimes we put all our responsibilities on other people. I'll give you an example. That's something that we can relate to. For example, in terms of study, right? So I go around asking people to do my assignment for me, my essay for me, to do my thesis for me while I just sit and do nothing. Sometimes I ask people to come help me with something and then I let them do everything while I sit and watch. So this is not required. You know, we need to be fair. We need to be at least have a bit of independence ourselves and not rely on other people. Because relying on others, it means that I am taking their time. I'm taking their effort. Sometimes I could be even taking their money. Sometimes I'm depriving them of quality time with their families. Why? Because I don't have that independency myself. Like I said, sometimes as human beings, we are not perfect. We don't have all the equipments and all the tools required to maintain our lives. So we will need help. But in needing help, it has to be done in a proportion. It has to be, there's a middle ground that I don't go to ifrat or tafrit, to go in excess or to go less. So keeping it balanced. So especially when it comes to other people, that's a trait the people of the righteous path, those who go on the straight path, need to maintain. When it comes to other people, to have a bit of independency themselves, to depend more on themselves, to do things more themselves, to try to accomplish their tasks themselves by themselves, and not to rely heavily or mainly on other people, because they are human beings just like me and you. And they have duties. And I'm very sure you can think of examples where a friend of yours or someone that you know that wants you to do everything for them while they just sit and do nothing. Or they want your help in everything, even though they can do it themselves. Or at least they can learn to do it themselves, but they just refuse to do so. They are more happy and lazy, I should say, to let others do the work for them, and they don't do that. So in order for us to help other people and become perfect human beings, we need to maintain that straight line, that path of righteousness and that balance, and become more independent ourselves. We'll leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.